Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Tumura Perakei Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asabas Rachol Shishi B'zachar Find Receiving Hagon Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue with more cases. However, if a person says V'lan Shel Zu Oila V'hi Shlamim Dvarv Kayamim, is a chulin animal in front of him, and he says that its child, it was pregnant, obviously, and he says the fetus inside, the child inside, should be an oila, and it itself should be a shlamim, meaning he at the same time was designating the mother animal as a shlamim. So that's perfectly fine. That works. However, what about the following? The fellow said as follows: He Shlamim Uvlada Oila. It itself, meaning the mother animal, should be a shlamim, and the child should be an oila. So actually, harezu vlad shlamim, it's the child of a shlamim, divrei Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion. And this is because Rameir holds the first lashon rishon, that we follow the first lashon that he said, and the first thing that he expressed was that the mother is a shlamim. And that means that since the mother is a shlamim, he can't now say that the baby's an oila. It just doesn't work like that. Therefore, this is considered the child of a shlamim. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says that no, im l'chein eschav metchila, that was his intention the entire time, that he wanted the mother to be a shlamim and the child to be an oila. Well, ha'il v'iyav shalikra shnei shemes ke'echas, since he's simply not able to call it two different names at once, only Hashem could say shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad, but humans are not able to do that. So what do you want him to say? This is the very normal thing to express, that the mother's a shlamim and the child's an oila, and therefore dvarav kayamim, it works like that. And this is because Rabbi Yossi argues with their mayor, and he holds that afigmar dvarav adam nitvas, that even with the second part of his statement, we hold on to that, not just tfais lashon rishon like Rav Meir, we even follow the second part of the statement, so therefore we look at both of them as valid statements, and therefore the mother's a shlamim and the child's an oila. However, says Rabbi Yossi, v'imisha amar harezu shlamim, if when he said this is a shlamim, then nimlach, he changed his mind, and he's like, you know what, I kind of want the child to be an oila, v'amar. So then he said, uvlad oila, the child should be an oila, so harezu vlad shlamim, it's just considered a vlad shlamim, and it's not oila, because he never had that intention in the first place. Now we move on to Mishnah Dalid, going back to discuss Tumura, but we have a similar machlaikas from Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Let's say a person had an animal of chul in front of him, and he said, "Harezu tumuras oila utumuras shlamim." This is the tumura of an oila and a shlamim. He's trying to make it the tumura of two different animals. Harezu tumuras oila. It's just the tumura of an oila. Divrei Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion, and that's again because Rameir holds tvais lashon rishon. We just follow the first lashon. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi once again says over here, "Im l'chein eschav metchila." If that was his original intention, oil v'yef shalikra shnei shemes ke'achas. Since he's not able to say both shemes at the same time, so dvarav kayamim is actually valid, and half of this is tumura oila and half it's tumura shlamim. However, v'imusha Amar tumuras oila. Everyone he said his first lashon, that's the tumura of an oila, then nimach, he changed his mind, and v'amar, he said tumura shlamim, it's also tumura of a shlamim, harizu tumura oila, it's just a tumura of an oila, and not the tumura of both. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah, Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.